By the way, tomorrow we do have Lily and Zoe from Springer's coming in because we're going to do the grand prize. We'll give you the monotone movie scene in just a second. Here's something rich people do that we totally would do if we could. Did you see John Mayer got a haircut in between the Grammys and the after party? Because he didn't like how his hair looked. Right?
Wow.
Like, could you imagine that? Could you imagine if you saw a photo of yourself, like, let's say you're on your way to a date. Like, let's say it's a Valentine's thing, right? And you look through and you see a photo that someone took. You see a photo of yourself. And then you go, well, I really like the way my hair looks. I got to, hey, barber, I got a date at 7.
Right.
How's 6 o'clock work? Oh, that's only in 30 minutes. Yeah, how's that work?
Right.
I'll be right there. Like, you can't do that in the real world.
No.
That's something only celebrities can do.
Right.
He saw how he looked on stage at the Grammys, John Mayer, and he called his barber so he could get a haircut in between the Grammys and the after parties.
Wow. And the barber would, like, hop to it.
Yes. But these, well, the other thing is the after parties probably don't start till 11.
Right. You got time. But still, I mean, it's, you know, it's a Sunday night. The guy's probably having, you know, dinner with his family and relaxing. And
I don't mean to be catty, but it's John Mayer. Right. Has he had a good haircut ever?
No.
You know what I mean? He's always had kind of a raggedy looking haircut.
Yeah, it did look particularly raggy that night.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, he just looked unkempt.
Did he sound good?
He didn't perform. He did a bit with Alicia Keys.
Oh.
Where she had wanted to win a Grammy one year, I guess it was her first year, and he won, so he broke it in half and gave her half.
Oh, right. I heard about that. Yeah, okay. Wait a minute.
Shtick.
So, and think about this. So he had to go on and, like, look at, like, hey, let me see the shot of me on television.
Mm-hmm.
This is so Eva. Isn't
it? Men are vain too, babe.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying this is, I mean, you have told, you know, elderly or sick children that they have to delete photos with you.
Wow.
No, I don't look good. You can crop me out if you want to keep that photo. Well, the reason I took the photo was to get a photo with you.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think we should have stock photos and we should just sign them like, you know, proper celebrities do.
Wow.
Just kidding.
No, you're not. No, you're not, because you actually brought that up in a meeting once. So I know you're not kidding. We should have stock photos like real celebrities.
Well, people always
say,
can I get your autograph?
No. You don't
nice
have to explain
able to whip
further. I think that's said enough.
I want to be in somebody's bathroom. Like my old dentist, they used to have all these celebrities and local ones in there. You know, like I would see Shannon Moss and all kinds of people. Bob Marley while I was going tinkle in their bathroom. I'd like to be up there.
Your goal in life is to be a bathroom wall photo?
No,
I don't typically say this to you, but girl, aim higher. Jeez. That's like an example of something you shouldn't settle for, you know? All right, Monotone Movie Theater, you got your lines ready to go over there? This is a short scene, quick scene.
All right,
because there aren't a lot of lines in this scene, so you got to, you know, let your brain do the coloring of the images, okay? Identify the movie. Identify the movie. And if you get it right, you got a $50 Springer's Jewelers gift card and qualify for the $500. Monotone Movie Theater. Don't cry, shop girl. Don't cry.
I wanted it to be you.
Monotone.
I wanted it to be you so badly.
7-9 Coast, what is it? Well, it's either robot or you don't do it monotone. It's the bit is monotone movie theater, so you have to say it in monotone.
Obviously, I struggle in this area.
If she had her face on a bathroom wall at a dentist office, she'd probably be able to do it. You know what it takes to be able to get your face on the bathroom wall at the dentist office?
Monotone movie.
Be able to do a monotone movie scene.
Okay, let me try it again. Let's do it again.
All right, let's try this one more time.
Yes, try me.
Monotone movie theater.
All right, you go first.
For a $50 Springer's gift card. Chance of 500. Don't cry, shop girl. Don't cry.
I wanted it to be you. I wanted it to be you so badly.
That's still robot. That's okay. We'll start a new game called Robot Movie Thing. Caitlin, what movie is that?
You've Got Mail.
Correct!
Nice!
Ooh. You got it!
Oh, I said it!
You got it. $50 Springer's gift card is for you.
Sweet, thank
we
you.
Put your name in the hat. We're going to pick out a grand prize winner. Tomorrow morning, Zoe and Lily from Springer's are going to come in to help us out. They're going to act out a scene with us.
Yeah, we'll see how so they do.
This ought to be good, yeah. One more monotone movie scene, a romantic monotone movie scene tomorrow around 7:50, and then we'll pick out the grand prize. Caitlin, good luck.
Thank you.
And our thanks to Springer's Jewelers, New England's diamond engagement and wedding ring store. No doubt, very busy this week.
Yep.